Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center has been a fabulous producer all week. He's done so much work, we're going to give him a week off. So, Rob Center, you get going and take good care of family and everything else. In the studio with us now, movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. He's a member of the Film Critics Association. He's a prolific tweeter, and he's got our review of The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
In The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, Nicolas Cage plays Nicolas Cage. That is some rock-solid casting right there. With his career floundering, he accepts a $1 million offer to attend the birthday party of a wealthy fan in Spain, played by Pedro Pascal. Tiffany Haddish co-stars as an FBI agent who believes Pascal is the leader of a crime syndicate, so she wants our boy Nick to get close enough to see if he's kidnapped the daughter of a prominent politician. The central joke in The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent is that Nicolas Cage gets caught up in a dangerous adventure that's similar to the action movies he starred in. That's a really clever premise, and the film hilariously spoofs everything from his eclectic career to the, shall we say, exuberant performance style he's become known for. You have to give Cage credit for being willing to poke fun at himself. I mean, the man's a national treasure. The comic chemistry between Cage and Pascal is funny, too. I loved watching them face off against each other. My only complaint is that I wish the movie was even crazier than it is. To truly achieve Nick Cage nirvana, it should have gone as over the top as possible. Even in slightly more restrained form, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent offers enough cagey mayhem to leave fans moonstruck with enjoyment. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Con Airs.
Oh, 3. Thought maybe you were heading for 3.5 there. So tell me about this film. I watched the trailer. Mm-hmm. It doesn't appear to have a significant plot, but you're saying there's a lot the trailer just doesn't tell you.
Well, there's a plot, but the plot is really kind of intentionally silly. The movie is designed to mimic Nick Cage's action movies like Con Air and Face Off and The Rock, and to just be big and preposterous and over the top. And like I said, the main joke is that he wants to retire from acting, and then he gets pulled into this adventure, and he has to use all the skills he's learned in those action movies to survive. So the plot, you won't really care that much about the plot. You're not really meant to. It's just there basically to support the structure of the film.
Okay, and it's like a Fast and Furious then, you know, where you just get drawn into all the action and sort of this through line of a relatively simpler plot. Okay, and how does he do playing himself? That's kind of interesting.
He's really great. I mean, it's a heightened version of himself, but he does it really well. And there's a funny bit in the movie where he talks to a younger version of himself. They use that computerized de-aging process to make him look younger. And he's dressed as he was in the 80s movie Vampire's Kiss, which is one of his crazy roles. And so that's really fun to see Nick Cage from now acting opposite Nick Cage. I'm doing air quotes. Nick Cage from the 80s. It's just a lot of fun, and it's funny, and he pokes fun at himself and is really game to do that. And he's terrific in it. So I really enjoyed this movie. Like I said, I think it could have been even crazier than it is. Some of the actual movies he's made are crazier than this one. You know, some of the movies that this movie is spoofing are crazier than this one is, I should say. But if you're a Nick Cage fan as I am, it's fun.
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. You gave it 3
Con Airs.
Oh, that's right, Con Airs. Okay. Which is mentioned in the movie, right?
Yeah, a lot of his movies are. There's a lot of references to his films, which is fun. It's really fun to try to pick them out.
Okay. I didn't catch on that they were all references, but yeah, you kept hearing references to other movies. All right, fabulous. Okay. So, good news there. All right, where is that being shown?
In theaters.
In theaters.
Opens today.
Where do I see a movie called The Bad Guys?
That also opens in theaters today. And this is an animated movie based on a popular young adult book series. And I gotta tell you, this movie is awesome. It's about a group of animals who are typically considered scary by people. There's a wolf, a tarantula, a piranha, a shark. And they're all criminals. And they get caught, and somebody benevolent in the town says, hey, you know, maybe they can be pardoned for their crimes if I can turn them good. And so this plan goes in place, but the bad guys don't want to be turned good. And it's this whole really funny movie about how these characters like being bad, but then they're put in situations where they're kind of forced to be good, and they have to deal with that because it's an unfamiliar feeling for them. And I love this movie. I think it has genuine attitude. It's a movie that has a message about becoming a better person, but it also recognizes that being bad is kind of fun sometimes.
Right,
so
it's
a great movie for the whole family.
Three
and a half stars for the bad guys.
Okay,
yeah, really love this one.
And what age bracket will see that?
This is for the whole family. Any age can see this. I mean, the plots may be too complicated for younger kids, but I would say 6 or 7 and up. And adults and teenagers will like it too. It's very funny.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just for kids.
Might make a good date movie then for some teen somewhere. All right, that's The Bad Guys in theaters, 3.5. And I could not watch the trailer. It's too frenetic. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And then, of course, I realized the film title, which contributes to that. Tell us about this film. This is unusual.
It's an aptly titled film because the movie is a comedy, a drama, a science fiction movie, an action movie, a martial arts movie, and even at one point an animated movie, all wrapped into one. It stars Michelle Yeoh, the great Chinese action film star, and she plays a woman who runs a laundromat. Her life is very unhappy. And then she discovers that there's a multiverse, and there are other versions of her out there, and somebody is threatening the multiverse. And so she is the only person who can stop it. But in order to do that, she has to jump to these other timelines, these other lives that she's living, and access powers from all of them. And the movie is shot and filmed in such a creative way. It bounces between these timelines. There's visual tricks that they do. They're constantly adding in these in-jokes. Something seems unimportant at first, and then later in the movie it pays off, and you realize it was actually very important. So this is really one of the most creative and inventive movies I have seen in a very, very long time. It's 2 hours and 16 minutes long, but that time flies right by because you just get so wrapped up in it. So Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, one of 2022's best films. 4 stars for that.
All right, 4 stars. Yeah, super job. I couldn't tell if I liked it or not from the trailer, because they do not give anything away in the trailer.
Right.
So you have to watch the film to see that.
But you get a sense of the style, at least. They don't give anything story-wise, but yeah, if you watch the trailer and you're intrigued, you'll love the whole movie.
Right. You know it's not just a straight-line plot drama with great acting. It's going to be a whole lot more, and you're just going to have to pay attention when the time comes. All right, so that's Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. 4 stars for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had the best news tweeting all week. I heard there's another Fast and Furious movie coming out.
Yes, there is. Vin Diesel announced the title, which is going to be Fast X. It's the 10th film, X, of course, being
Fast
10.
X,
and he also announced that joining the cast is Oscar winner Brie Larson. So she's a really great actress, won the Oscar for Room a few years ago, and she's going to be joining the Fast family.
Oh, wow. Okay. So good. Do we know as a vixen or as a helper? Or?
They're not saying her role yet.
I see her as
they're
vixen. I can see that a mile away. They always have some great women that play sort of the antagonists in the film. And, okay, so that's Fast and Furious 10 will be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp has been all over. People watching this testimony, it's crazy this week.
Yeah, he is suing his ex-wife, actress Amber Heard, because she gave an interview or wrote an op-ed piece and basically accused him of being a domestic abuser. And so now all their dirty laundry is coming out in court. Some of it's been pretty shocking, but really one of the most noteworthy things is that Johnny Depp claims that she threw a vodka bottle at him that broke and actually severed the tip of his finger off. So a lot of dirty details are coming out about their marriage and their relationship and some really shocking things, but apparently, I'd never noticed it on screen, but apparently Johnny Depp is missing a fingertip.
Okay, who knew? All right. So what's the glue here? I hear people saying that they're now watching it gavel to gavel.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting because Amber Heard came out and made these accusations that Johnny Depp beat her, and she posted pictures online of her with bruises. But then some evidence has come out that she was actually physically aggressive to him. And so it really seems like one of those cases where they were both at fault, and they both have done some very unpleasant things. And now all of this is coming out. And of course, we, who among us is not a little bit fascinated by the celebrity gossip or the intimate details of a celebrity's life? You're not, but.
Yeah, honest to Pete, my lovely bride stopped on it while we were surfing and she dwelled on it. And I had to go, I had to leave the room. Yeah. But anyway, okay. Bill Murray, you're going to have to start at the beginning. This just popped up all in the global news this morning.
Yes, Fox Searchlight Pictures has suspended production on a movie called Being Mortal that was going to star and be directed by Aziz Ansari, who people remember from Parks and Recreation. And the reason that they're pulling the plug on it temporarily is because there has been an allegation of inappropriate behavior on the set by Bill Murray. Now, the exact nature of that inappropriate behavior has not been made public yet, but it was apparently bad enough that Searchlight has said, okay, we're going to pause production until we can sort this out. So I'm sure we'll get more details in the days to come. There's a possibility Bill Murray may be fired from the film and replaced. I've been told that they were about halfway through filming, so that might be difficult. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But it's pretty bad when they have to pause production of a movie to address something like this.
And you have told me about his activities, we'll call them, during filmmaking in the past.
Yeah, Bill Murray's had some incidents in the past. He famously fought with Lucy Liu and kind of bullied her a little bit on the set of the second Charlie's Angels movie. There was an incident making What About Bob back in the late 80s where he got angry at a producer and ripped the sunglasses off her face and threw her into a lake. So he has a reputation for having a temper, and my guess is that probably has something to do with this. He's one of those lovable guys, and you hear those stories about him doing these quirky, funny things in public, but he's also got this darker side that apparently comes out every once in a while.
Okay, so that's Bill Murray. We'll keep an eye on that to see if that film resumes. And we had a death overnight, the announcement of the death of Robert Morse, primarily a Broadway actor, and then a TV actor in the TV series Mad Men, where he played Bert Cooper, who was the boss's boss, the one of the owners of the Sterling Cooper ad agency. Gap-tooth actor, won a couple Tony's awards, according to Google here, and a star in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. So this individual died. He was 90 years old. So
wow, he had a long life and apparently a long career.
Right, so you'll be hearing more about that. Movie, Mike, what are you going to see this week? What's on your agenda?
I'm going to be seeing The Northman here pretty soon. That also opens today. I didn't get a chance to preview that one yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, much talked about film The Northman coming up. Thank you so much, Movie Mike.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com, his Twitter handle, @aisleseat, and his sponsor, always, Campus Theater, campustheater.org.